towering sunflowers predict. Folk wisdom, especially weather-related folk wisdom, captured my attention when I first learned the saying, "Red sky at night, a sailor's delight, and red sky at morning, a sailor's warning," from my grandmother. I've tried to figure out whether or not her wise words consistently ring true over the decades, but so far, no verdict. I'm still not sure about woolly caterpillar stories either. I can't capture enough of them to analyze whether or not they sport more fur during cold winters than they do in warmer winters. In fact, I can't remember from one winter to the next exactly how hairy the little guys were the year before. Surely scientists possess some statistical measuring device to allow me to research this phenomenon, but I haven't found it yet. Despite my confusion about red skies in the morning and woolly caterpillars, I do have an experiment of sorts going on in my backyard. Several years ago, an unremembered someone, if I could remember, I would give credit, told me you can predict the amount of snowfall the upcoming winter by measuring the height of sunflowers growing in road ditches that fall. The ditch part is important because rain provides their only moisture. Road ditches around here get mowed regularly, so I had to find an alternative research site. We have a fenced-in area that we don't water or mow that was the perfect spot for me to observe. One might wonder where the plants come from in this odd little test. Well, this area lies about 12 feet from our bird and squirrel feeder. As the greedier birds fly over, or the full-pouch squirrels dash across to tease our geriatric dog, they drop seeds. As a result, we have a yearly sunflower garden through no effort of our own. Over the recent droughty years, calling it a garden is an exaggeration. It sports a motley patch of dry grass and abbreviated sunflower plants that raise only two blooms a year that barely rise above the ankle. This year, however, those lucky seeds deposited there grew to new heights, a boon for my quest. I kept regular records of rainfall on a whiteboard in our entryway. Though I didn't need to, I could look at the sunflowers sprouting higher every day to know we'd had more moisture than these plants knew what to do with. As the plants grew taller than I knew this would validate that friend's predictions, or it would destroy her snow projections. She'd have been surprised to learn a few of these plants towered a good foot over my head. According to my calculations, we would receive around 84 inches of snow that cold season. This made me recall the winter of 91 and 92 when we had 128 inches of accumulated snow. Precipitation began in October and continued through March. The winter of my experiment wasn't nearly that intense. Either my buddy was all wrong, though I can see the logic in her prediction, if you have a wet summer, you'll have a wet winter, or Punxsutawney Phil was correct, and we had a lot more winter coming in a few short weeks, owing us another 48 inches of snow. When the verdict finally came in, I realized I couldn't rely on folk wisdom any longer. Grandma's words were only words, and counting caterpillar hairs was unreliable. Until the next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.